Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Rob. We're talking about all things retirement on QR Calgary and More Than Money. But one of the topics, that is, I think, most sensitive to people is this issue of tax. Nobody lives on pre-tax income. We all live on after-tax income. And we've had some significant tax changes. Well, we get tax changes all the time, but this year was no different. We had some tax changes. So why don't we maybe spend a little bit of time reviewing that and just maybe the general idea of how to minimize tax to maximize the amount of after-tax income you have to spend and enjoy your retirement life.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's a lot of strategy that comes into play there too with changes that happen, right? And I don't think anyone wants to pay more tax. That's for sure.
No, right. I've never had anybody come to me and say, that's my goal. Never heard that before. Maybe Ken has. We've got a great guest with us today, a recurring guest, Ken Lin. Ken is a partner with Quadrant Accounting. He's a Quadrant Accounting, and he's a CPA in Calgary. Ken, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys.
When's the last time that somebody came into the office and said, hey, I want to pay more tax. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, it's never happened before.
Those words have never been spoken before. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about tax changes. They happen all the time, Ken, as I said. We did have a tax change this year, which could potentially affect people on the capital gains side. Why don't you just remind our listeners of what that tax change was?
Right. Yeah. So partway through 2024, the government increased the capital gains inclusion rate on capital gains from 50% to 67%. That is applicable for individuals over $250,000 of gains. They would get the first $250,000 at the previous 50% inclusion rate. Everything thereafter is at 67%. And in corporations and trusts, everything, the first dollar of capital gains is all at 67%.
We could talk about there's another one too that I think confuses a lot of people on the alternative minimum tax too, right? And maybe you can give us the high level on that one, because that one I think is more of a, what the heck does that mean?
Yeah, people don't even know what the alternative minimum tax is. So maybe start there.
Yeah, so alternative minimum tax is a sort of a parallel tax calculation that is aimed so that everybody pays a minimum amount of tax on taxable income. And so certain items like certain tax deductions, tax credits, certain types of income like capital gains, eligible dividends, those sorts of things are factored in and calculated in a little bit of a different manner than our regular tax calculation, so that everybody pays a minimum amount of tax if they have a bunch of preferential income or a lot of tax deductions and tax credits.
Now Ken, just to be clear, let's just stick with alternative minimum tax for a second. Most Canadians won't be captured in this. Like when we raise this, people are worried. There's two sets of calculations. If they're do it themselves, tax filers are thinking, oh my gosh, did I miss doing something? Maybe let's just make sure we don't, raise too many red flags. What type of a person or a family should be cognizant of the alternative minimum tax and make sure that they're getting proper tax advice to not fall afoul of that?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I would say the general taxpayer in Canada is never going to run into an alternative minimum tax issue. These things only happen when an individual has a lot of passive income, partnership income, investment income, and also takes advantage of tax deductions like resource deductions or tax credits such as charitable donations, large charitable donations. So not your regular run-the-mill donations to your local church or charitable organization. We're talking about large, usually planned charitable giving.
Which have the effect of taking taxable income down to virtually zero, right? That's what these things are doing. And you get into a situation like that, just make sure you're seeking proper tax advice that, you're not going to run into the alternative minimum tax. doesn't affect most people. The capital gains changes, again, the first 250,000 of gains probably won't affect most people. But if you own a corporation, things have changed substantially.
Correct. Yep. So anybody who's self-employed and is using a corporation, to run their business, and they've also been using a corporation as their savings mechanism for retirement, this increase in the capital gains inclusion rates certainly will impact the financial planning for those individuals as they get into the years where they're going to start realizing this capital, using that capital to fund their retirement.
So I don't want to say butt heads, but we have different, viewpoints on this from the investment side and the tax side when it comes to the treatment or, how it's invested. So, maybe you can kind of give us your thought on how the investment side, right, can be established to affect that.
Yeah, that's it's a good point. My general belief is that tax shouldn't be the driver of how your financial decisions are made. I think it's one part of the overall planning that needs to take place for any individual or any family. I think tax shouldn't be the driver of your decisions, but it should be a part of all the decisions that you make as a family or as an individual or as a business.
I think that's a really key point. It's interesting in the business. If you have a good year and you've done some trading, you trigger tax, people are upset about that. If you have a bad year and things are down, but they don't have to pay tax, they're upset about that. I think people have to, pick a long-term strategy, but in that long-term strategy has to be a tax overlay, right? So we always talk about the three D's of tax, the deduct, divide, and defer. And applying those three D's to the three points in time where Canadians pay tax, when you make money, right? When you take money from, say, a registered account or out of a corporation or something like that, or when you pass away, right? So there's you do that 3D tax overlay to those points in time, and you look for ways to properly structure your affairs to minimize tax over time. But it's fair to say, Ken, and I'll get your comment on this, is you're only paying tax if you're making money, right? So the good news is if you've got those 3 points in time where you're making or taking money, okay? Yes, you want to be as tax efficient as possible, but you're going to start running afoul of alternative minimum tax if you get super aggressive in your tax planning and you've got a whole bunch of cash flow and you're reporting nothing from a tax perspective. So those are kind of the goalposts. Ken, would that be fair? The goalposts that you got to play within. You don't want to pay too much, okay? But you don't want to structure yourself so aggressively that CRA is coming and looking at what you're doing because they've seen that before.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And that's exactly how we advise our clients too. We want to pay tax because that means you're making money. We want to pay the right amount of tax, and we want to stay away from mechanisms that get us to a point where you're making a lot of money and not paying any tax at all. So we try to stay as conservative as we can. In general, paying the right amount of tax is the goal that we're looking for.
Here's a bit of a trick question for you. You ready? When's the best time of the year to be tax planning?
The best time of the year? It's got to be all year long.
Oh, nailed it. I knew I couldn't get that one past you. That's right. Yeah. You don't leave it till February, 26th to start doing your tax planning for the previous year. There's not many options at that point. Ken, thanks very much. Appreciate you taking some time with us today.
No problem. Thanks. Have a great day.
We've been joined by Ken Lin. He's a partner at Quadrant Accounting here in town, a CPA. Always a good source of information. All right, my friend, we've got an upcoming seminar to talk about.
Yeah, we do. We'll be talking about these strategies and how they influence the investment side on Tuesday, January 14th, 7 p.m. in person at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
What's more important than returns and taxes in investing, especially in retirement? Join us after the break for the answer. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.